Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin, and in the studio with me this morning, I have City Administrator John Leach. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, John.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Good morning, Erin.
We've been your name has been popping up in a lot of newscasts. This whole fun new phenomenon that is the coronavirus COVID-19 happened pretty quick after you took over your job position.
Absolutely.
This has been trial by fire. But so just this past Tuesday at the most recent city assembly meeting, there's been some changes that have happened. One being that now the city hall and normal departments are back open to the public, and it's been about 2 months since they've been open. So what does that mean? Is it going to be truly business as usual? Wander on into the city departments and do whatever you need to do? What's it going to look like?
Yeah, thank you. So as you said, on Tuesday, the city and borough of Sitka Assembly rescinded emergency ordinance number 2020-14, which required all people arriving in Sitka, whether by vessel or aircraft, to self-quarantine for 14 days. Also, resolutions 2020-06 and 2020-08 expired, and that was the resolutions that encouraged residents to hunker down.
Mm-hmm.
So these changes resulted in the reopening of many businesses and allowed some group gatherings. And the important thing to note here is there are still quarantine requirements, mm-hmm. and there are still opening requirements and exemptions, but those all live with the state now. So our goal was to remove our local ordinances and resolutions and just start living underneath the state mandates to clear up as much confusion as possible.
Okay. So it's the state has its own general requirements. We got a little more more conservative in our measures just for safety precautions, make sure we had all of our ducks in a row. Ducks seem to be in a row. Pull it back a little bit. So we're not back to truly business as usual. It's not like it was, March 12th before things were really declared an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
So if people want to go in, let's say go into the utility department, pay their bill in person, can they just wander in, or how are things going to be changing in City Hall right now?
Yeah. So just like many of the businesses around town that have markings on the floor and plexiglass barriers in place, City Hall and other municipal buildings have opened back up, and we have new measures in place to spread germs, including our own plexiglass barriers, mm-hmm. Thorough cleaning and sterilization. And we're requesting that if you have to visit departments, that you make an appointment as much as you reasonably can. But the doors are still open. As I said, we encourage you to contact us by phone or email so we can provide most of those services remotely. You'll find that most of these things we can do over the phone or over the internet. But if you have to come in, try to make an appointment. If you just walk in, that's also fine.
Mm-hmm.
We've put some doorbells in there so you can ring the correct office and we can get you to the right place. But we'd like to continue serving citizens and get City Hall open back up,
mm-hmm.
and help out as much as we can.
Yeah, it's amazing how creative people have been getting the last 2 months of being able to serve the public distantly and to do things remotely. And obviously those capabilities are still in place. Those didn't go away. But sometimes you do need to just hash things out in person and try to figure out whatever problem you need solving. So you can still come in for that.
Right.
So with that, you said the city's hunker down mandate mm-hmm. Has not been renewed. So what does that mean for Joe Citizen?
Well, I would say the best source of information now is to just look at Health Mandate 16 from the state. So they have a plan on reopening.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of the measures we're still recommending that people follow.
Okay.
If you watched Tuesday night at the assembly meeting, we still passed a resolution requesting that citizens follow those state
mm-hmm.
mandates,
mm-hmm.
read them, be familiar with them, and just overall be a good neighbor.
Yep. Err on the side of caution. Yeah,
right.
Definitely. It's a little bit of minor inconvenience on your part is going to have a ripple effect and be a lot of positive benefit down the road. So for becoming familiar with now but the state's mandates, which they're the ones where we're following now, we're in step with them, is all of the information is on, there's a state website for all this COVID health mandate information, correct, right? Mm-hmm. So what's that website that people can visit?
Well, at the state, you have covid19.alaska.gov. Okay. I think you can find all the copies of the current state health mandates. We also have our own city website, so you can go to cityofsitka.com. We have our own city Facebook page. We have a city COVID-19 Facebook page. There's many, many, many sources of information out there, and we're trying to get the same information out on each one of those mm-hmm. sources. We also have a public information officer that's available to answer any questions, and those numbers are also posted on those websites.
Wonderful.
But the city main line still exists at 747-1818, and that'll get you to the switchboard, and it'll direct you to the correct
department.
Whoever
you need to talk to, get you there. And a little self-promotion for KCAW, we have our COVID-19 coronavirus information mm-hmm. hub as well. So that has information from city changes and state mandates as well. So there's so much information, all of it out there. Ideally, it all looks the same in every place.
Right.
But it'll be nice to be able to have a little more interaction with people in person. So for the time being, we're going to be listening to state mandates. There is an open up plan that's in place. Do you predict that the city of Sitka, that things were going to look like it's okay, we're in a good cadence, we're going to stay as is? Is there a potential that should something change, more mandates could be issued? Like if we do have more positive cases of COVID-19 show up in Sitka, could these change?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
That's always a potential. And, you know, we meet regularly as an emergency operations center. We have our unified command where we have local stakeholders involved. And we discuss almost daily on what we're going to do, what the triggers are, what gets us to the next step. Mm-hmm. There's definitely some planning going on to open back up. Mm-hmm. And there's also some planning going on to tighten back down mm-hmm. if it's in the interest of public safety and health.
Well, that's comforting. I mean, I'm sorry you have to talk about that every single day, because goodness gracious, that's a lot to handle. But it's good to know that all these different possibilities, for better or for worse, are being considered. So any changes that are happening, it's not going to be a knee-jerk reaction. It's not going to be, oh, crap, let's just do this. There's a lot of thought and intention behind everything that the city is doing for the safety and the prosperity of this whole town. It's definitely a new world we're living in now.
It's definitely a new world.
But things are being done with deliberation, with intent. So just to reiterate, City Hall is it's open back up to the public. You can wander in, ring some doorbells to get into the people you need to talk to. But ideally, it's going to be setting up appointments for who you need to talk to, so everyone can keep that social proper
That's
distance
correct.
From each other. Mm-hmm. And do you happen to know, what are the standard hours for City Hall? Is it opening up to reduced hours or regular?
Well,
we're business hours.
We're generally open from 8 to 5 are our normal hours. But if you look on any of the sources of information I just talked about a little while ago, some departments have specific hours that they're taking appointments.
Right.
There's different hours for walk-ins, and it would take me forever to go through every department's little rules they have.
Okay.
But if you look on the website and look on the public service announcements and many of the sources, there's a one-stop shop sheet that you can look at with numbers and email addresses and hours and ways to contact everybody.
And you mentioned that the city also took out an ad in the Sitka Sentinel that has all this information as well. So
that's
publicly and now free available during this pandemic time.
That's
so
correct.
You can grab that, cut it out, stick it on your fridge,
there you go.
All the information you need. And so the main line people can contact, that was 747-1818.
That's correct.
You, so you can, that's your good point of wherever you need to go.
Right.
It'll get you there. And then the city website and Alaska's covid19.alaska.gov. I think, did we get all the information that you're hoping to get across this morning?
I think we got all the information out. If there's one last thing I could say is I'd like to thank everybody in the city of Sitka for just being good neighbors and looking out for each other's safety. I know that this puts a strain on our local businesses, mm-hmm. And we're doing our best to make sure that we can get things moving and get some money flowing through the economy again and, mm-hmm. and get things operating. So, yeah, thank you for everybody's help.
Yeah, it's we have a pretty special town here in Sitka. And
we absolutely do.
Yeah, it's a good... If all the places to be during a pandemic, I'm glad I'm here. John, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Aaron.
So that was City Administrator John Leach. City is opening back up with City Hall. You can find more information on our website, kcaw.org, on our COVID-19 information hub. The city has its own information on its website, and statewide regulations can be found at covid19.alaska.gov.